apply.
Business as usual on the Hill, but will there really be any business before Thanksgiving? Big doings as far as the Bush tax cuts, because it affects all of us. Also, if you're getting Social Security, are you going to get a check for $250? And what about the docs and Medicare? What's going to happen there? Are they going to get the reimbursements? There's a problem. They need a bump in the reimbursements. Or some of those docs might just decide we're not going to accept it. There's also a big controversy that's still brewing over a kid, a bike, and a flag. Imagine you're 13 years old. You have your American flag on the back of your bike as you ride to school, really doing it in honor of Veterans Day. But the school all of a sudden decides they don't like it and they don't want you to display the stars and the stripes. What happened was he was told he couldn't ride to school with the flag on his bike, but because there was national attention that was negative for this Denair, California middle school, they decided, I guess we're going to relent. And now little Cody Alessia can drive around with the flag on the back of his bicycle. I don't think he really wanted to be in the middle of any kind of controversy, but once again, another flag flap in this country. I don't get it, especially in this case. I'm going to post a picture of the kid. This has actually happened now in the last couple of days, but I say thumbs up. Good for him. It was just something he wanted to do for the day, and then it turned out to be a much bigger deal. Speaking of bigger deals, we're also going to dive into this in this hour. The California Supreme Court on Monday says, yep, we're going to uphold AB 540. Do you know what AB 540 is? Probably not. It's a law that allows undocumented students to pay in-state tuition rather than the out-of-state tuition at public colleges and universities. So it overturns a lower court that said they'd have to have, you know, that it would have a wider impact. There are 10 other states that also have a law similar to that one. What happened was the plaintiffs in the case were out-of-state students, and their families argued that they should not have to pay higher tuition while undocumented immigrants were granted the lower in-state rate. And the argument was, simply put, this: U.S. citizens should have at least the same rights as undocumented immigrants. And I guess they don't at this point, or I guess we don't. Federal law says that an alien who is not lawfully present in the United States shall not be eligible on the basis of residence within a state for post-secondary education benefits. But the California Supreme Court, noting all this controversy of AB 540, says it's not based on legal residency since it's given to students who have attended high school in California for at least 3 years. I got to call bogus on that. Big time bogus. Before we go any deeper, it's time for some good news. We got to, you know what, we just do not have enough good news. So we're going to give you some good news at the top. I mean, we do have good news, but we're going to start to give you some more daily salutes and stuff. We're going to mix it in as much as we vent and jump on the soapbox and talk about the biggest, baddest water cooler buzz that's happening in this country and elsewhere. How many people watch 60 Minutes or happen to see 60 Minutes? Maybe because you knew that Staff Sergeant Salvador Ginta was going to be the first Medal of Honor recipient since Vietnam. And just incredible, this guy, how down to earth he is. And I think the 60 Minutes piece really brought that home for me. What happened was, he got the Medal of Honor for his service in 2007 in Afghanistan. In a nutshell, I'll just give you the brief, I guess, thumbnail sketch of it. Insurgents went after his squad, just cutting it in two pretty much. He was the rifle leader, so he exposed himself to all the bullets, all the enemy fire, that so that he could pull one soldier back to cover. He also shot two insurgents after seeing them trying to carry away another soldier who ultimately was one of his good friends who sadly died, but he wasn't carted away because who knows what they would have done with his body or, you know, if they would have ever seen him again, period, after surgery. He did not survive. So on Thursday, President Obama of last week called Jinta to congratulate him and thank him for his service and extraordinary bravery in battle. So he earns the Medal of Honor for his 2007 service in Afghanistan. And I think he's very deserving of this, very brave. And even though he didn't want to be singled out, I'd have to say the people in Iowa are probably very proud of Jinta. And here's Steve Jinta talking about, here's Jinta talking about the Medal of Honor.
What type of brotherhood is that? That they know that they would die for one another, or put their life in harm's way for one another. It's amazing.
Yep, there you go. Some proud family members for Sergeant Salvador Jinta and what he did to help his friends, and you know what these soldiers do and what they mean to each other. I think that was pretty much demonstrated. So he actually was part of he's going to be part of that Medal of Honor ceremony at the White House, and just incredible. I say you have to give him a round of applause for that. I mean, that's the daily salute. It's amazing. He becomes the first living member of the U.S. military to win the Medal of Honor for service in Afghanistan or Iraq. So I say bravo, bravo. How about those people in Minnesota? They are locked up. They're not giving us that applause for Jinta, but there you go. We have this incredible studio, and Matt had to point to the TV monitor so they could see pictures of the staff sergeant, but what a story. Matt, you saw this story on 60 Minutes, and it was very, I'm not even really doing it justice, it was very touching the way he responded to doing what he did. He didn't want to be singled out because he was just doing, he said, what anyone else would have done, and he said he was a mediocre soldier.
Right, and he said that he was kind of undeserving of the award, and there are soldiers who are so much better than he is, and it kind of like shows you how much it must be painful for people to actually get signaled out with awards like that, because they're all about a unit and all about a group.
Yeah, it shows you what it's like to be part of the military, which we talk about on America Tonight. We have had many soldiers on, those who are serving now and those who have served in the past. So his family, as you heard Steve Jinta there, that was his father, very proud of their son, and probably grateful, certainly grateful, that he was alive after that horrible ambush. And it's lucky that any of them came out of alive if you listen to the description of it. So, again, Medal of Honor, pretty big deal. On the flip side, we're going to delve into some more controversy across the land. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Already, the kid on the bike, that ordeal's over because enough people responded at the ridiculousness of it, completely uncalled for. So the school folds like a cheap table. They had no choice since the world was slamming them, and that's how school districts respond. Once they get enough in the gut, they don't want it. They don't want controversy. So that's step away from controversy time for them. And the whole thing that happened, of course, the kid and the bike, like I said, Veterans Day, once that story started to get around and make waves, and now we live in such a viral world, it doesn't take much for stories to pop out, and it did quickly. You had a gang of motorcycle guys who escorted the kid to school, and now he's allowed to actually, like I mentioned before, ride with the flag intact. Crazy, isn't it? And what a waste. The school should be worried about a plethora of other things versus, oh, this kid, this 13-year-old kid, and the harmless kid, it's not like he's trying to start something. And then what they were trying to insinuate is that, not insinuate, just say, oh, we had problems with Cinco de Mayo. Well, Cinco de Mayo, of course, way back in May. We had problems with kids taunting other kids with a Mexican flag and American flag, and that's why we couldn't have it. And the bottom line is there was no problem with it until suddenly it became an issue. Something was made out of nothing. This is not something made out of nothing. This is truly jive talking. Charlie Rangel is toast. I don't see how he survives this. Plus, he's representing himself. So he's dealing with the House panel that's looking into the ethics accusations against him. They stopped deliberating for a day, and they're going to pick it up again, you know, on Monday. They stopped late in the day. They're picking it up on Tuesday morning. At one point, Rangel walked out of the trial complaining he didn't have sufficient time to hire a new legal team to respond to corruption allegations. Now, originally, if you were play ball with us and you were listening, Rangel didn't like his legal team, so he got rid of them. This is a maneuver. He was trying to maneuver to get them to drag it out longer, to delay until he can come up with somebody new. So it's theater at its finest, or at its worst, if you will. They rejected the request to delay the hearing. He's got 13 allegations swinging over his head, including failing to pay taxes on a house in the Dominican Republic, misuse of a rent-controlled apartment for political purposes, and improper use of government mail service and letterhead. So for 50 years, this guy has been wielding power in New York. And he said that he's already spent $2 million defending himself from the charges, and he's been advised that the trial could cost him another $1 million. So he was complaining that he wasn't being given enough time to come up with the money to hire new lawyers. Well, because he needed that letterhead so he could send out and ask for more donations. Ridiculous. And they're trying to wrap this up before the whole lame duck Congress is done. And he's trying to get it pushed further down the line. He doesn't want to deal with it. And he's, listen, he had plenty of advice on how to raise money for his defense, and he's had plenty of time to deal with this, and it's maneuvering. That's all it is. He's gone. There's no question about it. I can't imagine that they're not going to nail him. Also, the Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters from California, she's supposed to have a hearing at the House Ethics Committee, too, on November 29th. And Waters is denying the allegations against her, and these are big ones, saying that she actually pushed federal bailout money to a bank in Massachusetts called One United Bank, where her husband had a financial stake in the deal. And she was even warned by people not to do that, but it didn't matter. She still decided, you know what, nothing's going to happen here. And she miscalculated that, to say the least, big time. One of the Senate committees is going to hold a hearing on what's going on at the airports with the pat down, the enhanced interrogation is like interrogations, the enhanced pat downs. Might as well be an interrogation. It's pretty much a transportation, you know, a Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, of course, would oversee this TSA issue. And that's happening, on the 17th? So that's happening on Wednesday. Turn into C-SPAN. That's probably going to be some interesting viewing, I would say. They're not backing down on this. They're saying that maybe the pilots are going to get a pass on the gropes where they don't have to be touched. But it's not looking like Mr. and Mrs. America are going to get a pass on that one. But you look at the, I'll tell you, you look at the pictures and they're not photoshopped. You look at the pictures and you think, oh, do I really want to fly? And here we are taking, by the way, America Tonight on the road. Mississippi will be there on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see what we can uncover about the state of the economy in Mississippi, as there has apparently been some bounce back there. You know, Biloxi and Gulfport, known for gambling, and there's a lot of fishing going out of there. And, of course, they were hit when the spill happened because some of those tar balls came close to the beaches, actually washed up on some of the beaches, and they had to clean them up. But we're going to talk to the governor, Haley Barbour, and some other people in Mississippi to get a sense of what it's been like, because first you have Katrina, and then you have the oil disaster, and pretty much when you think of what the coastline there is about, pretty devastating. Remember, Haley Barbour was the guy who you constantly heard him on the Sunday shows, you know, screaming that we need help, we need something to go on down here, we need, you know, these people need checks from BP. He was one of the definitely the rebel rousers on that end. Constantly, he was the besides Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, the governor there, who, by the way, says he's not going to run for president, even though he's been asked over and over again. He says, no way, no how, this is not what I want to do. Besides Jindal, he was probably the most vocal of the people along that Gulf Coast area. There is a sea of other things that we're going to get to, including the mailbag. I promised that each and every show I'd really try to hit the mailbag, and so we're going to do that coming up next. But before we do, I always get a big kick out of this. You know, when you're in the car business, it can never be too gimmicky. It's all about the gimmicks. And I happened to see this because my brother lives in Orlando, and he sent me something about it. And you may have seen it somewhere, too, as well. But there is a truck dealership that has a special promotion going on. You know what their special promotion is? A free AK-47 with the purchase of a used truck. A used truck. And it was something that they kicked off on Veterans Day. And they said they were going to keep the promotion going to the end of the month. So if pretty much this is what it is. If you get a truck, you get a $400 voucher to a gun store. And I'm assuming you could use it for other things. Of course you could. So they have to go through the application process. There was a lot of stink about that. But that's what you do. And so they weren't trying to avoid that. You have an application, and then you have to qualify and under state and federal laws. And if somebody didn't want a gun, they said they would give them cash. And the guy who's running the dealership, the general sales manager, is saying he knows it's controversial, but he thinks it will bring in business, and it's working. Because once he announced it, he had 47 appointments scheduled for the next day. And it was pretty much hopping over the weekend. So apparently the AK-47 deal or the 400 back or whatever seemed to work out pretty well for them. Remember there was that Michael Moore movie where you could open an account at a bank and people got guns if they wanted them for opening an account? And he did some filming at that bank. Mail next.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Everybody cares about Facebook. Facebook has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. How many times can I say bigger in one sentence, by the way? So, you know, now you go somewhere and someone says, are you on Facebook? And, of course, the show is on Facebook, so you can, by the way, link to Facebook through the show. Tomas in Michigan always posts a lot of interesting things on the site, but you know, you look at the kid behind Facebook, or the kid who became the kid behind Facebook. I say kid because it's unbelievable in a short amount of time the astronomical amounts of money he has made through Facebook. And it just keeps on getting better for him. He's the youngest billionaire. I mean, the youngest billionaire, period, across the world. So I would imagine Mark Zuckerberg wonder if he even has any bodyguards, but he talked about what's going on with the new changes in Facebook, and I just wanted you to hear Zuckerberg on the mic. Check it out.
This is not an email killer. This is a messaging system that includes email as one part of it. We don't expect anyone to wake up tomorrow and say, okay, I'm going to shut down my Yahoo Mail account or my Gmail account and switch exclusively to Facebook.
Boy, they, you know what? Here's the thing. He wants a piece of everything. And you heard what he said, that it's not a killer. But what's happened is that it's that social integration thing, and for Facebook, it's a huge, I think it's a huge battle over email. And Gmail, it's a big tug of war. And where are they going with this? You have to think the social networking behind this, that there's something else going on. For Gmail people, you can send, you can get SMS, voice, IM, email messages in your box. Google has automatic sorting of emails in the priority inbox. So Facebook hasn't done much with what Google doesn't have an answer for, I guess, is the answer to that. And is this going to be something that people are actually going to use? I can't believe how many people are on Facebook. We have the Vice President of America tonight. Matt, you're not on Facebook.
I am on Facebook, but I haven't used it in a number of years.
So it's, you were 17, the picture is old.
Right. Well, I mean, I got it when I was in college still. It was kind of one of my last years of college, I think, when it first came out. It was kind of the thing to have. And then once it kind of got expanded to the public, it started, I mean, I was getting friend requests from relatives and people I wasn't really friends with. And I was like, it's time for me to wander down the old dusty trail and call it night.
When I think it's dangerous when you're single anyway, because, you know, hey, Matt, you find a potential Mrs. Johnson, and then you find another potential Mrs. Johnson, and then you could have problems there when they all decide that they want to friend you, or why aren't you friending them, or, you know, whatever. Some crazy things have happened. It's been interesting to see what's gone on in the world of divorce because of Facebook. I don't understand this, that people that are fooling around are posting pictures on Facebook and smoking pot or wild drinking parties or whatever, and hello, the spouse can see it. So they've got the evidence, and you can use it in court. Their lawyer can use it in court. But for some reason, some people just think they're invisible, I guess, or they're not really thinking about what they're doing, I suppose, on Facebook. All right, we're going to slide the mail to the next segment here on America Tonight. I promise you we will get to it. But let's head out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, you know what I call Facebook?
What?
I call it Skynet.
Skynet.
Terminator movies. So.
Skynet.
Isn't that what he says at the end of the third Terminator film? He says,
oh, yes.
There's an individual cyberspace that the thing worked its way through. So,
yeah.
It'll be the Skynet of the future. I'm telling you, that movie was a little, going back in time is kind of far fetched, but machines taking over. We keep making them smarter and stronger. And, you know, who knows, Kate? Maybe someday that they won't be too far fetched 100 years from now or something like that.
Isn't it crazy that the sometimes truth and fiction and all of that, and mix it in into some of those Hollywood movies, and sure enough, it really happens?
Yeah. It was, by the way, I went and, of course, you know, I don't miss a Denzel film, so I saw his new one, Unstoppable.
What'd you think?
I just loved it. You know, it's interesting, because it wasn't a smash-up, bang-bang, you know, film like action films typically are. You know, but there was a lot of suspense in it, and, you know, you're kind of on the edge of your seat there, getting a little, you know, if you're paying attention or whatever. And interesting part is, you know, now I told you, got one of these smartphones. I decided to join the 21st century. You know, I can, you know, go through and pull up, and, you know, actors, actresses, whatever. And so I actually pulled up the true story behind the film. And the weird part, you know, is that the film takes place in Pennsylvania, but the true story actually took place in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ohio and Pennsylvania right next to each other, I don't know if they're rivals or whatever, you know, but I did find out that it was kind of funny that, you know, if this film had come out a week earlier, normally, you know, when a movie's portrayed in another state, you know, and maybe the people in Ohio are like, hey, why didn't you just film it here and say it was in Ohio where the actual true story happens, you know, instead of changing it to Pennsylvania and the fact that Ohio State and Penn State played this weekend. It could have made something even funner for the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no kidding.
A little rivalry or something like that, but very good movie. I liked it, you know, and I'll tell you, it was probably about 70% accurate as to what actually happened. So
really?
Yeah, the train never got up to 80 miles an hour in the true story, but all the stuff that, you know, how they got it stopped and everything, that's how they did it, how the true story is. Of course, you can pull that up or whatever, but it made for a good film, you know. I kind of took them very long to film it. I mean, you know, this is probably one of those quick movies for Denzel, but anyway, though, so, but it's a recommendation. I give it a good thumbs up, so.
All right, Don has spoken. Hey. He's a movie guy.
Hey, by the way, were you in shock yesterday or Sunday when the Cowboys won?
I was in complete shock. I love Jason Garrett, but I did not give them much of a chance to win that.
No, but, you know, and that's, you know, I don't know where it came from, you know. It's just maybe the Giants were just having a bad day. I don't know. I picked Dallas to lose by 30 points in that game. They got beat pretty bad by them, not score-wise, but, you know, the first time that they played in Dallas. And, of course, Romo got his shoulder broken, or broken that game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it'd be interesting to see. You know, they've got the Saints at home on Thanksgiving, and then they've got to go to Indianapolis. And then, of course, you know, who knows what's going to happen when they play that wimpy team from Philadelphia. But the way they played tonight, holy cow, nobody's going to beat them. So, but anyway, though, wouldn't it just be unbelievable if Dallas ran the slate and ended up 9-7 and made the playoffs? I mean, people would just be going, you've got to be kidding me. This team was dead, you know. And
that'd be a miracle.
Because of the coaching change, you know.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Kate, but the same problems as plaguing this team, you know, yeah, they made the playoffs last year, and they won a game, you know, the beat Eagles in 1-1 playoff game. But these were the same problems that were going on last year. You know, it's not like all of a sudden they just started having discipline problems and tons of penalties and just stupid play calling and plays, you know. It's been going on with them for a while, you know. And all right, enough about sports and movies. So anyway, I better let you roll, Kate. So
all right, thanks for the movie review. Appreciate it, and we'll see what happens with the Cowboys and the Eagles. We'll see what happens with the Cowboys. I mean, they'd have to clear the board for even the possibility of a playoff spot, but there's no way. Don, honestly, thanks for the call. What the people of the Cowboys are saying is that what's happening is Garrett, and he knows this, Garrett is playing for survival so that they don't bring in somebody else, some other coach. This is his chance to coach the team, and he wants it. He wants to be able to coach the team, and it's his job to – he's the interim, and he has to show something. So if he can show something, he can hang on. If he can't – I shouldn't say hang on, but he could be the coach of the team. If not, somebody else comes in. He wants to be the guy. He doesn't want to – that to go away, that chance to go away. So the players, whatever reason, played for Garrett. It seemed like, you know, he kept smiling on the sideline. It seemed like some of the pressure was off, as he was saying they were just taking it day by day. And he was making the players accountable. And Wade Phillips, I don't think he was doing that. He wasn't making them accountable. At least that's what my sources say. All right, coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag and a few odds and ends.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
All you need is love and a little food. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. They say the number of Americans who are actually fighting off hunger stayed level last year, but food insecurity rates, have you ever heard of that, are the highest ever since the federal government started keeping track 15 years ago. The Department of Agriculture crunched those numbers. The number they came up with was 14.7% of U.S. households were food insecure in 2009. Now, what the definition of that is they had trouble feeding one or more of their people at some point because of financial resources. So that number is 17.4 million households or 45 million people. I just don't get that. When we talk about we're this giving nation and we give money to all these other countries, how is it that what is happening that there's not enough food to feed people who need of food. What is that? And of course, the jobless rates, I mean, I understand that. And the typical household must really be struggling. If you're headed by single parents, how many children are you talking about? And what are their jobs? And, you know, that's got to be rough. That's probably where most, in fact, I bet that's where most of those numbers are coming from. And so rates rose for the free lunch programs. That was up to almost 6%. And other numbers are shooting up, too. The WIC numbers, the WICA numbers, shot up almost 6%. Wow. That's sad. I just kind of shake my head at that. I don't understand if we're donating money to other countries. And lately I've noticed this. There have been a lot of people that have asked for canned goods, a lot of different charities. They're trying to stock up those food pantries because you know, that's what you think of when you think of Thanksgiving. Wow, those food pantries, not enough when you've got middle-class folks who don't have jobs that are showing up trying to just feed their families, get some food to bring back to the house. And that's what's happened really this past year, too, as well. This was a big deal, and this has nothing to do with U.S. hunger rates being at their highest in the last decade plus five. It has to do with General Petraeus. This crazy story, I was talking about it yesterday, and I'm surprised it just got, it sort of like was the thud, the shoe came off, or the shoe was thrown the next day. But when Hamid Karzai, it's like he's a swizzler. He knows when he's turning the pot. He's swizzling the stick in the pot. So the Afghanistan president decides that he's going to talk to a newspaper in Washington, and he's going to say that clearly there shouldn't be night raids, and that the military presence is warning off people, and that's what part of the problem is. So as soon as Petraeus heard that, he said that he wanted to make sure that Karzai realized that it would be untenable if he wants U.S. troops out of Afghanistan prematurely. And good for Petraeus for speaking up, because he should have spoke up. Hey, we're over there, and you've got troops that are fighting under intense scrutiny of, you know, the Taliban, where they could be ambushed at one moment or an IED at the next moment. And they are grappling with that. More people are losing limbs. I mean, I don't have to paint the picture for you. You know how terrible it is and how many hours a day they're grinding it out. And if the idea is, well, you know, I'm having meetings with Taliban leaders and trying to broker peace. So we don't need to have this stepped up presence of the military where we're having raids at night and that sort of stuff. We don't need it. I mean, come on, give me a break. So good for Petraeus, who spoke out and said, this isn't going to fly. Of course, then what happens is Karzai pulls back after the Washington Post article blows up the situation. And that happened on Sunday. So then Karzai says, oh, well, no. We're reassuring each other that there's no rift with the United States. That's, you know, we're okay. Karzai said that, he was just expressing, he was talking about reducing U.S. military operations and American forces in Afghanistan, and that he wasn't trying to create tension. That wasn't the idea of what his statements, why he made those statements. But good for Petraeus, like I said, because clearly he's saying, okay, here's the line in the sand, and now you've crossed over that line. So you want us to stay here and protect you and help you and try to broker whatever kind of peace can be had there and try to win over the insurgents and the people? I mean, come on, give me a break. So now Petraeus is saying that he feels supported by the joint strategy, that they all want the forces to take the lead, and they're trying to address the issues. And it really makes me leery over what's going to happen in the near future in Afghanistan and what happens when Afghanistan forces take over with this brokering of the peace with the Taliban. Yeah, right. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, this first one is from Tina, who says, what is the deal with Nail the Score? I thought I heard you say earlier that Nail the Score was now going to be on Wednesday. Is that right? So it's a day earlier. Both weeks or just this week? I didn't really catch the whole thing. All right, good question. I'm glad that you threw that in there. It is going to be this Wednesday. It is going to be next Wednesday. So if you're listening, cruising home from the plant in Georgetown, we're still doing Nail the Score. In fact, it should be a lot of fun this Wednesday and next. But we would crash into Thanksgiving, and I'm going to Mississippi as well. So keep that in mind. All right, here's one from Joe in Austin. Hi, Kate. I've listened to the show. I've never called in, but someday I'm going to call in. I enjoy it. I enjoy your humor and your stories. I get a good laugh out of all of it. I have to wonder what you think of what's going to happen with the lame duck Congress. Do you think the Bush tax cuts hold up across the board or just for certain income levels? You know, it's a good question because, another good question, the Republicans are still trying to save the wealthier tax brackets. But if there's going to be compromise, it seems like it's just going to fall into the middle sector, you know, $250,000 or less with couples. Or if you're single, of course, 100, whatever it is, 150, same thing. Whatever that stopping point is. But maybe the Republicans get a more of a toehold and they actually just kind of freeze it and they just continue it for a year. I wouldn't be stunned if that happened. More than likely, it's going to be the middle class that will benefit, which is good because there was going to be huge problems, I think, with employers. But what the wealthier people are saying is because they want that tax credit, and what some of the businesses are saying is, okay, but if you cut them as well, it's still going to affect the middle class anyway. So why bother? Why not just continue it at least for a year? Stay tuned. Only up until next week, and then, of course, there's another week break, and then back in session again, and before you know it, it's the end of the year, and we'll see what gets passed and what doesn't get passed, because everybody's trying to cram things in, or they're just trying to hightail it out of Washington.
Boy, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.